Historian Juan Cole of the University of Michigan has written about the history of the Shiite branch of Islam in modern Iraq and elsewhere in the Persian Gulf region. He was an editor of the book Shiism and Social Protest, and he joins us from Ann Arbor, Michigan, to talk about the bombing today. First, Professor Cole, the man who evidently was the prime target here, Ayatollah Mohammed Bakir al-Hakim, how would you describe his significance?
Well, Mohammed Bakir al-Hakim was an old-time Shiite activist from the 70s who was forced into exile in Iran in the early 1980s. And from 1984, he headed an organization called the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq. He conducted terrorist and guerrilla actions against the Saddam Hussein regime all through the 80s and 90s. And in the buildup to the American war in Iraq last year, he was one of the few of the more hardline Shiite clerics who was willing to cooperate with the United States. And as a reward for that, his brother, Abdulaziz al-Hakim, has a seat on the American-appointed Interim Governing Council.
Now, you remark on your website today that given where this bombing took place, it strikes you as at least very unlikely to be the work of, say, a rival Shiite faction.
Yes, I don't believe that a believing Shiite would blow up a powerful bomb right near the shrine of Imam Ali, who is the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad. This shrine is among the holiest places in the Shiite world, and the violence we have seen among Shiite factions in Najaf has been mob violence. It hasn't involved huge truck bombs, and I think that the method of delivery here suggests more Saddam loyalists, and in fact, I now think that you see a pattern here of these large truck bombs being used at the Jordanian embassy, at the UN headquarters in Baghdad, and now in Najaf, and I think the message is those forces that cooperate with the Americans will be punished by the Saddam loyalists.
Well, you say that Ayatollah Bakir al-Hakim was the rare hardline Shiite cleric who embraced the U.S. War in Iraq. Are there others? I mean, are there others who might step forward, given what does now appear to be the likelihood that there will at least be attempts on the life of anyone who does?
That's right. One of the messages of this bombing was that Iraqi Shiite leaders put their lives in danger if they cooperate with the Americans. Bakir al-Hakim was the only one of the hardline clerics who sort of very pragmatically cooperated in that way. The question, I suppose, is whether his brother Abdulaziz will continue to do so. I think he will. I don't think that he'll be scared by this. The al-Hakim family has been fighting the terror of the Saddamists for 30 years, and they have made a strong stand. They have lost many family members. So I don't think that this will dissuade them from their course. But it is also true that major figures like Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani have been much more skittish about any direct contact with the Americans. Sistani has never met with an American official. And I think that that skittishness will be reinforced.
Professor Cole, thank you for talking with us today.
You're very welcome.
Juan Cole, historian at the University of Michigan, spoke to us about today's bombing in Najaf, Iraq, from Ann Arbor.